I'll share a testimony with you here. This is a testimony just sent to us by Cheryl Richardson. She says, I have a testimony to give of God's grace to me. In January of 1997, I became born again in a small home church, and I continued therein for a few short months before this church disbanded. Unknowingly, I went right into the worldly church, looking for Jesus and his people, trying many different ones and never staying very long. By God's grace, I came out of the worldly church in January of 08. And in August of 08, the Lord led me to UBM, where he is now cleansing the religion out of me. I praise God for his work through your ministry. My purpose for writing today is to give testimony of God's grace to heal my eyes. I started wearing glasses when I was 10 years old, and that was 45 years ago. And when I was a baby Christian, I prayed and I believed God to heal my eyes, and he did, but it lasted for only 4 days. Since then, I had prayed many times for the Lord to heal my eyes, but I see now I had no faith to receive. 2 weeks ago, I felt the strength of the Lord rise up in me, and I prayed this time in faith, believing, after having learned the truth of faith through UBM. And now I see and no longer need glasses. Praise God. Amen. We agree with that. I admit that there have been some shaky moments, but by the Lord's grace, I keep standing in faith and I keep seeing. Praise the Lord. I think it was just a week ago that during the live UBBS Bible study that David prayed the prayer of agreement over all who were believing for a healing in their body. This was most helpful for me at the time, and I thank God for you. God bless you all at UBM. Amen. Well, you know, this is a pretty common story, I would say. Not that commonly a lot of people get their eyes healed, but in our ministry, an awful lot of people get their eyes healed. But the fact that people believe as young Christians and it lasts for a short time and they lose it. And in most cases, that is because, you know, that faith is not really being taught, you know, so that people know how to stand up under the wiles of the devil, you know. You really need to put your armor on, don't you? And, you know, the devil comes to steal that which has been sown in your heart, Jesus said. And you got to know how to hang on to it. You got to know your rights, you know. You got to know your legal rights in the Scripture to be able to hang on to it. Many people go out and get healed, prayed for and healed sometimes in large meetings, and they leave, and the overall majority of them lose it, folks. And there's one reason for it, just one reason for it, and that is not understanding how faith works and how to hold on to it and what your rights are in God, the authority you have over the devil, the authority you have over the curse. These are things that you must know, or the devil will take it back from you, and you will frankly agree with him. You know, you won't know the difference, right? We have to know that our Lord has already borne the curse, Galatians 3 and 13, and by whose stripes you were healed, 1 Peter 2:24. It's not a question. It's a fact. The Lord will never take it back. He'll never deny it. He'll never change his mind. But we can give it up, you see. The devil comes to talk us out of it. And the reason he has to do that, of course, is because what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. You know, our Lord gave us authority over all the power of the devil, the Bible says. And nothing shall in any wise hurt you, but that's, of course, only true if a person really holds fast to the faith and endures that trial of their faith that usually comes. That's the time when the devil wants to steal it from you by getting your attention upon what you see and you feel and you hear. And, you know, some people say 1 Peter 2:24 is, in fact, many religions say this, that's just spiritual healing. Of course, they ignore the fact that so many people get healed by that it proves that it's not just spiritual healing. You know, so, I mean, they should pay attention to their brothers and sisters who say, look, I believed that verse and I got healed. So what did I do? Make a mistake and God took up the slack or what? Well, no. You know, that was a quote from Isaiah, 1 Peter 2:24. Like Matthew 8 is a quote from Isaiah 16 and 17. And I'll read that to you. It says, and when evening was come, they brought unto him many possessed with demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and he healed all that were sick. All that were sick. Listen to that. He healed all that were sick. Seems like there had to be somebody there who wasn't quite right, you know? But he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our diseases. Now that's Isaiah 2, Isaiah 53 and 4. But yet, in this case, it was a physical healing. Some people say, no, it can't be. It has to be spiritual healing. Because they believe their leaders instead of God's word, right? And they can't believe the clear testimonies of the people around them or people that they have associated with who tell them that they've been healed. Physically healed. And, you know, you're going to need to know this in the days to come, folks. And I know a lot of you think you, well, I wouldn't say a lot of you, but a good number of you probably think you're going to fly away. And you won't need any healing, but many of you need healing now. And you'll maybe die without it. And so the Lord Jesus already took care of that. By whose stripes you were healed. Quoting from Isaiah, the same text actually that's being quoted here when it was talking about physically healing the sick. So don't let anybody talk you out of it. You'll notice that it says himself took our infirmities. That's because it's already past tense. He has taken our infirmities. They're gone. You don't have to talk him into it. It's just done in the name of Jesus. By whose stripes you were healed. You were already healed. Doesn't matter what you see with your eyes. It matters what you believe with your heart. You know, the Bible says very plainly, you know, if we will believe with our heart and confess with our mouth, we'll be saved, right? And the word saved is sozo. It's translated made whole in the Bible. It's used for healing. Yes, it is in the Bible. Made whole has been spoken to heal people who needed healing in the Bible. So this is something the Lord's already done for you. You need to know this because you're going through the tribulation period, whether you believe it or not. And when you do, you can't take the mark of the beast so that you can go to the doctor or go to the drugs that you've been leaning on all these years, right? What are you going to do? Well, you'll have to start believing the Bible. You'll have to start believing God. The righteous shall live from faith. You'll have to give up your religion and believe exactly what the Word says. When you do that, guess what? Then you find out that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. That means He hadn't changed. So who moved? Yeah, who moved? Well, we did. We moved. You know, we lost what we had. And, you know, Jesus sent out His disciples. And He told them to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, and et cetera, et cetera. And He said, make disciples and teach them to do the same thing. So who moved? Well, yeah, it was religion. Most of those dead religions out there that don't believe that, it's because they don't believe the Bible. Much as they tell you they do, they don't believe the Bible. Very frankly. You know, read the book of Acts. That's what the church looks like, folks. Honestly, you read the Gospels in the book of Acts. That's what the church still looks like. The called out ones, they all received the power of the last Adam passed on to them. The first Adam lost that power. The last Adam didn't lose it because he didn't sin. Therefore, he passed it on to us. And he said, what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So we need to exercise this authority. We're going to need it very badly in the days to come. Cheryl, you know, got the revelation, and God gave her the gift. You know, not that He hadn't already given it to her a long time before, but she got the revelation that God had healed her, and therefore she was able to hold fast and endure the trial of her faith and overcome and receive the benefit. And many times it's that way. Many times it's not an instantaneous healing or a deliverance or a provision. You know, the Lord's provided for us many things, everything that's in His promises. And if you have a need, if you are afflicted with any curse, hold fast the confession of your hope that it waver not. He is faithful and promised. That means say what the Bible says. You know, confession means to speak the same as, homo legeo. And so if you do that, if you say what God says and agree with what He says, because He says, if any man speak, let him speak as an oracle of God, meaning say what God says. Agree with what it says in the book. You don't have to agree with anybody else, but you need to agree with what it says in His book, right? So, glory be to God. He is faithful. And Jesus said, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Jesus said, all things you pray and ask for, believe you received them, and you shall have them. So, you have a need, you reach out to God. You know, Cheryl said that the prayer of agreement of the brethren, even over a long distance, even though nobody was physically there present, was helpful to her. And it helps a lot of people. You know, you can agree with us and agree with the Word and agree with God, and it will be done. You have to hold fast that confession. You may receive something instantly. People do. If not, then you have to endure a trial of your faith. And don't let the devil talk you out of what you know the Bible says, right? Ooh, thank you, Father. He's a faithful God. So let's pray that prayer of agreement right now. Everybody, all of you mature believers out there who have faith, join your faith to ours, and we're going to pray for those who don't have anybody around them to pray for them. And those of you that are listening, you know, if you want a point of contact, well, hey, put your hand on the radio, put your hand on your computer, put your other hand on your ailment, and we're going to pray, okay? Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we do thank You the wonderful gift that was given to us by Jesus Christ. Lord, we don't want His sacrifice to be for nothing. We don't want the pain that He went through in bearing our infirmities to be for nothing. We want to partake of this benefit, Lord. Your Word says, by whose stripes You were healed. And Lord, we just thank You for that. And we thank You so much for what Matthew chapter 8 says too, Lord, that Himself took our infirmities and bare our diseases. And Psalm 103, Lord, who forgiveth all of our iniquities and healeth all of our diseases. You know, friends, the Lord is no respecter of persons. He healed them all in the Scriptures, and He'll do it now. Just believe it right now, okay? So, Father, we agree with Your Word. We see that Jesus went to demonstrate and to His disciples and to those that were in need, the love of the Father in healing all. And, Lord, all the way through the Gospels, it says, and He healed them all, and He healed them all, and He healed them all. And obviously, Lord, many of us think we're not worthy, and it's true that none of us are worthy. But that has nothing to do with Your promise. You made a promise. And You made it to people who weren't perfect. So, Lord, you know, even though we haven't manifested our perfection yet, we've all fall short of the glory of God, we believe in grace. We believe that what You did for us, Lord, was unmerited favor. And that we can't be perfect enough to receive it. We have to receive it by faith. So today, Lord, we receive by faith, Lord, a healing, a deliverance, a provision, anything that we need, a deliverance from the curse, O Lord. Father, we receive it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just command the healing and the deliverance and the blessing and the provision to all those souls, Lord, that are agreeing with us right now. And we thank You for a mighty miracle, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, Jesus said, when you pray, believe you have received, Mark 11:24, and you shall have it. It's that simple. Now, you need to be determined, because the devil's determined. He's determined to try to talk you out of it. and tell you you didn't receive anything. And he's determined to try to get you to walk by sight instead of by faith. But the righteous shall live from faith. And so you just receive your miracle, your healing, your deliverance, your provision, whatever it is right now. And when he says all things whatsoever, he means it. I mean, that covers a lot, doesn't it? So we give thanks to God for that testimony. And I love to have the brethren come and share their testimonies in this way. I mean, I like to have them all come in person, but we'll have to settle for this right now. You know, the Lord's restoring a body ministry. You know, He wants us all to grow up and be used in the kingdom. And we just give thanks unto God that, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that the Lord has a body ministry. You know, that we minister to one another, meet the needs of one another. Amen. Thank you, Father.